The American astronauts Walter Schirra and Frank Borman quietly left a civic luncheon in Auckland today to take a telephone call from Cape Kennedy. They spoke for several minutes to their fellow astronauts who are due to be launched into space early tomorrow morning, New Zealand time. Colonel Borman and Captain Schirra lodged the call earlier today to wish their colleagues good luck. In Auckland, a crowd estimated at nearly 30,000 cheered the astronauts as they drove up Queen Street to the town hall for the civic reception. The mayor, Dr. McElroy, presented them with greenstone tikis to take into space as good luck charms, and the mayoress gave a pendant and a brooch of greenstone to Mrs. Schirra and Mrs. Borman. The Americans have now completed their official program in New Zealand and will fly out of Auckland tonight on their way home. Their reception's been described as the biggest and best of their brief visit to New Zealand. Here to report from Auckland is Lester Kidd.
One thing we've learnt at first hand about these astronauts is that they're perfectly normal Earthmen. Frank Borman, for example, was hoeing into a plateful of ham, chicken, potato salad and beetroot at today's reception at the Auckland Town Hall when one of the city fathers wanted autographs. "It's more important than eating," he urged Borman. "It's for my grandchildren." "Well now," said Borman, with his fork poised for further action, "if I don't go on eating, I won't have any grandchildren." So the spacemen retain a sense of humour, and these two, in sober grey business suits, have succeeded better than most celebrities in making a good impression on the critical Kiwis. They have talked easily about their exploits, without condescension or flag-waving, and they've been good listeners too. Walter Schirra has admired our sheep ranches and heard from Sir Keith Park about World War I biplanes, and Borman has found out what New Zealanders mean when they refer to his spice work. They like young people and are glad to hear from them. They fly out of Auckland tonight on the last leg of trip number 207 around the world. This one, of course, has been at a lower altitude, and it's taking them 26 days instead of 90 minutes. They take with them gifts like greenstone tikis for good luck, which reminds us that either one of them may become the first man on the moon. The American ambassador probably described them best, the fine cutting edge of a massive research effort. But for all that, they are still Earthmen requiring courage and resource. Lester Kidd in Auckland.